We begin with breaking news this morning from Capitol Hill. Lindsey Graham, a senior senator from South Carolina, is dead. His office said he died of, quote, a brief sudden illness after returning from a trip from Kyiv, Ukraine, in support of the Ukrainian war effort. Lindsey Graham was 71 years old. He was a longtime fixture in Washington, D.C. and on Capitol Hill. We are joined by the Washington bureau chief and senior Washington correspondent at The Independent, Eric Garcia. Eric, at this early hour, the story is only about an hour old. What do we know about Lindsey Graham's death?
Very little at this point. We know that he had what his office was calling a brief and sudden illness. Just last week, he was in Ukraine as he was pushing for another sanctions bill against Russia. But at this point, it's really is stunning. Like, I mean, the thing that I just immediately thought of was, like, I saw Graham just like 2 weeks ago on Capitol Hill, and nothing seemed amiss. So I think everybody is just kind of shocked right now.
He appeared, by all accounts, to be in pretty good health.
Yeah, I mean, take into account he's 71 years old, you know, which is kind of a spring chicken on the United States Senate side. But as my friend Alex Nicholson said, relatively young, seemed fairly healthy. I mean, look, the Senate is a place with a lot of people who are long in the tooth, but he didn't seem that way. Yeah, everything seemed just so sudden.
He is. It was an unabashed hawk. He had cut his teeth with John McCain and went on numerous fact-finding trips with he and McCain back when John McCain was alive, was in the military, and made no apologies as being a strong supporter of defense.
Yeah, absolutely. As I said, he was literally just in Ukraine last week as he was pushing for a Russia sanctions bill. He was the most vocal supporter in the United States Senate of President Trump's war in Iran. He was an outspoken supporter of Israel at a time when support for Israel was declining on both sides of the aisle, but he held fast. He was an adamant supporter of the Iraq war, an adamant supporter of the Afghanistan war, vocally criticized the Biden administration's withdrawal from the war, and that was really a defining through line throughout his tenure in the United States Senate, because he changed on a lot of other subjects.
He did indeed. At one time, he was a very vocal opponent 10 years ago against President Trump, made remarks about President Trump, then candidate Trump. And the relationship was very tense during that time when he actually ran for president back 2016. And then he became one of President Trump's biggest supporters. They golfed together. They were social together as well.
Yeah, I mean, it really was a complete about face, and in some ways that friendship helped, certainly was politically beneficial for Lindsey Graham. He staved off primary challenges because of it. He moved up and he became Senate Budget Committee Chairman. He became a very influential member of the Senate Judiciary Committee. That decision to change on and pivot on President Trump benefited him handsomely.
Eric, what do you think his legacy will be?
It's very difficult because I think that he was a fixture on Capitol Hill, but I think his biggest legacy will probably be his robust support for a strong and muscular foreign policy, and also his closeness with the fact that he made that change with President Trump. Those are the two things that I would say.
Eric, we're talking about a longtime United States senator, but there's still politics that always come into play in situations like this. The Republicans have a very narrow majority in the Senate. Mitch McConnell has been out for 3 weeks now. Several Republican senators have turned against the president. Cornyn from Texas, Tillis from North Carolina, as well Cassidy from Louisiana. This complicates things for President Trump, doesn't it?
It absolutely does complicate things for President Trump. So, you know, Governor Henry McMaster is a of South Carolina is a big supporter of President Trump. So my guess is that whoever is nominated or however the replacement process goes, it'll probably be somebody who's a bigger supporter of President Trump. But yeah, absolutely. In the meantime, in the interim, it brings the number down to 51 at a time when Republicans need every vote and every person present.
We are talking with the senior Washington correspondent and the Washington bureau chief, Eric Garcia, with The Independent. Eric, before we conclude our time together, any other thoughts on this breaking story? It came like a bolt out of the blue about 2:40 this morning and took all of us, I would say, somewhat by surprise.
Yeah, I mean, it completely shocked me. As I said, you know, I've been covering Capitol Hill one way or the other for the past decade or so, and Lindsey Graham was a fixture, and he was a fixture before even I came to Washington. He was a fixture. He was an impeachment manager for against Bill Clinton. He was a He was a staunch Republican who came in 1994 to the Contract with America, and you know, the Senate is going to be a very different place without Lindsey Graham.